Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go all the way back to the beginning of our program today on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Pete Alonso. I was shamed by someone in the street who said, I'm not doing enough to bang the drum for the return of Pete Alonso. I want Pete back. I want him back, not because he's the all-time home run king in Met history, not because he's a lifelong Met. I want Pete Alonso back. Because he's the most reliable slugger in the sport. He plays every game.
Right.
He's still only 30, 31 when the season starts. And the Mets' best chance of winning next year involves Pete being on this team. Now, the thing we don't know is when the hell is he going to sign? So I declare right now, before we get to the Cinco, November 20th, 5:07 p.m., the time we make our date and time predictions on when Pete Alonso signs. Last year it happened in February. When does it happen this year? Now, every time we do this, either Sean or Tommy complains about if I go first or last. So I'm going to allow you guys to decide the order of our predictions. So, Sean, who should go first?
Me.
Go ahead.
I don't even know why I said that, but I'll go December 8th, 11 p.m.
All right. That's a good one, because that's during the winter meetings. Yeah. Hopefully I'll be doing a live Rico that moment. Who should go next, Sean, since you need to decide things or else you'll threaten to quit?
Tiki.
January 1st, New Year signing.
Wow. What time of the day is that going to be? So at least I have an idea.
Like 11.
11 a.m. or p.m.?
11 a.m.
Okay. Who goes next, Tommy? Tommy, go ahead.
Evan, when is the first day you're off for the Christmas break?
That's a good one.
So whatever day that is.
I think it's December 23rd. I have to look at my vacation calendar.
All right, but we'll switch it in case that's not the right date.
Whatever day Evan's off.
Yeah, so we'll say December 23rd, 1:55 p.m.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going early. And so I'm going to go before Tommy and before Sean, or before Tiki. I think Sean's got it right. Like, I think it's going to be the winter meetings. So I'm going to go. It's going to annoy him, but like, I kind of agree with you. So I'm going to circle around you, if that's okay.
Listen, I've priced right at Tiki. You can do it to me.
I'm going
to
go December 10th at 8:55 a.m.
Okay, a little wake up.
We're going to do it. Boomer and Gio are going to get the breaking news. And I think Gio doesn't want him back. So I'm curious what his reaction would be.
Will they talk about it or just wait for BT and Sal?
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. They might be in the middle of a golf story or something.
What kind of shot is that?
It wasn't a shot, it was an observation.
That was very douchey. Do you have a problem now with our morning guys?
I love our morning guys. I listen every day.
What'd you take out of that?
I don't know. I think you're upset with some golf story they told.
Is there a golf story that's bothering you or something?
Yeah. No, I listen to their show a lot.
Tommy, would you take that as a shot at our dear friends in the morning?
Are you mad because you're not invited for golf?
I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, I'm still waiting on Boomer to bring me a range game a year later.
Oh, so that's what this is about.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
Because that felt like an unnecessary shot.
We got to the bottom of it.
Okay, that's what it is. He's bitter at Boomer for not taking him to a Ranger game.
We're on year two here. Don't make me be a beggar. I'm not Peter Schwartz.
You know what? While I thought the shot was unfair, that is a fair question for Boomer, which is he promised taking you to a Ranger game and he hasn't done it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is what it is. I understand.
Have you texted him about it?
No, because I'm not that guy. I shouldn't have to keep reminding. I got the hint.
How do we go about doing this?
Yeah.
No, because then it's about he needs to be an adult and ask me.
Should we?
Well, I think we already did.
Oh, by doing it on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll come up tomorrow.
I'm thinking I tell Al Dukes and he puts it on the show sheet, maybe something like that.
All right. I mean, look, that's good.
Boomer hasn't taken Sean to a Ranger game? All right, anyhow.
We need answers now.
Did I get my prediction yet? Oh, yeah, December 10th, 8-5. Right, because then you took the shot. Okay. Anyhow, it is time for your daily
Cinco
de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and brought to you by my crankiness because I hate winter. Okay, here we go. Speaking of that, you guys aware of what this weekend is?
This weekend is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you, Evan. So it's last chance weekend. Here are the five last chances you have to do certain things this weekend. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It's your last chance to diet. You know what happens from Thanksgiving on. The cookies, the alcohol, it starts getting buried. You want to eat your salads and impress people. It's now, and then you're done until January 6th.
Seriously overweight.
That is a really good point.
That is such a great, great point.
Don't pretend you're going to have a light December. We know you're not.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Number four.
Last chance to rake your leaves because you're a terrible neighbor, all right? Winter is hit. I am tired of the wind blowing everybody else's freaking leaves on my lawn where I have no trees because you're too lazy to go out there. December's coming. You've had a month. Get out there and rake them.
Cosign.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Nothing more obnoxious than that.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Remember all you welcome to hoodie season people in July? It's your last chance to order or drink anything pumpkin flavored. Pack it up after Sunday.
Why do you have to do that?
Right. I haven't had a pumpkin anything yet.
Get on it, Teak. It's your last chance. We move on to winter flavors.
I don't think I want it.
Okay, then you punt till next year.
I think I'm punting.
Okay, good. No pumpkin lattes December 3rd.
You missed out, man. That pumpkin flavor is awesome, bro.
Here we go.
Number two.
And I don't know where Evan stands on this one, but I'm looking at him. It's your last chance to take down your Halloween decorations is this weekend. I drove around this morning. I couldn't believe the jack-o'-lanterns I'm still seeing, skeletons, enough.
No. So I will tell you the issue we had at the Roberts household. We took it down within 48 hours.
Good job by the Roberts household.
As did we.
So, okay, good. I think that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Halloween is the holiday that as soon as it's over, you got to take it down. And then we have Thanksgiving decorations. And so I asked my kids, do you want to put the decorations up? And they said, no, we got to wait till closer to Thanksgiving. Mm. We are a week from Thanksgiving. We haven't put them up.
Yeah. So that means you're going right to Christmas.
I think we're going right to Christmas.
And by the way, you just reminded me I was supposed to bring the Christmas trees up today, and I didn't.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's a faux pas. Tiki's getting spanked tonight.
He might like that.
Number one.
Where was I? Oh, number one. It is your last chance to watch a Giants game where they kick off still alive for a playoff spot. Because we alluded to this.
Right.
They could be eliminated this
weekend. Right. The Giants are potentially the first team to be eliminated from the postseason.
It would also be.
There's a lot of bad teams, too, so that's saying something.
It really is. We pointed this out yesterday. It would be the earliest Giants elimination since 1976 and the earliest elimination in the NFL period since 2020. The New York Jets.
How are the Titans still in it?
I think it's just the conferences and tiebreakers.
That's a good point because even the Colts are rolling in that division.
I know.
I think it's just looking at the last playoff team your last possibility of getting in.
Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Talked about a lot of things today. We mentioned Pete Alonso, the Yankees offseason, Mike McCarthy, the New York Giants, fixing the NBA, the New York Jets. We've hit on everything. So let's hear from you. 888-808-1019, the number. Jackson is in Queens.
Young guy.
Hello, Jackson.
What's up, Jackson?
Blue. Right.
Hello?
Jackson's talking to somebody
else. Sorry, Jackson.
We'll get back to you.
Let's go to James in a hole. Oh, I'm sorry, Tony in New Hampshire. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. No problem.
Can you hear me?
Yep, yes. We got you.
What's up?
All right. Jakey, first of all, it's ridiculous you're not in the Hall of Fame. You were the best running back at one point in your career in the league.
I appreciate that.
You have the numbers, and you retired young, where you were still performing at a very high level. I love you guys' show. I want to talk about Joe Shane. I know that the dust is now settled and why I think that he deserves to keep his job, and something that people are not discussing is how he has managed the dead cap space over the 4 years that he got here. I mean, it's been in 22 and 23, it was over $50 million and got up to 70 in 2024. So he didn't even have the money to re-sign McKinney or Saquon because of that. And I think an owner will look at that as being extremely valuable. And next year, he's going to be at $200,000 in dead cap space. So he has completely turned that around. I get it.
Right.
With the some of the draft picks, but he has drafted well into the with players in the later rounds as too.
Right.
So,
well, especially the last 2 years, Tony. And you bring up a good point, and nobody talks about it because it's not something that's forward facing. It's not fan facing, like the dead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
money. Right. The only thing we talk about, if you even talk about it, is what the salary cap is and how close you are to it, and do you have money to sign somebody else? You don't talk about the dead portion of it, which is obviously part of the job, but not a celebrated part of the job. I think the challenge with Joe Shane has been some of these big top-end draft picks that just haven't worked out. We know who they are, but it's just, you also have to look at the full record, and he's hit it 60-something percent.
Well, and the full record also says 11-34
mm-hmm.
since that first season where they went 9-7 with that inherited roster.
Right.
So, yes, the management of the cap was a major challenge upon taking the job, but he's been here for 4 years. Mm-hmm. The team is 2-9.
Right. Ultimately, that's his record, too.
That's it, yeah. Right. Ozzy and Woodbridge. Hey, Oz.
This dummy David Stearns better sign Pete Alonso. I'm tired of this. I'm gonna separate myself from the skinny people. I'm gonna be a wannabe Frank the Tank too. All right. I'm gonna get fat, fat, fat. I'm gonna be part of Sean's fat, fat, fat passionate army. Incoherent, civil, nonsense, out of control, unhinged. Because what baby wants. Baby gets, and if that's what Sean wants, that's what he's going to get. But when Tom just does it, he calls him a chihuahua, and he tells us to be quiet. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I figured out what happened here. So, a few days ago, John and Maspeth made what is now a viral phone call
yes.
to Evan and Tiki. And that call was screaming about Trent Grisham getting the qualifying offer and accepting it. Yesterday, we replayed it,
mm-hmm.
and Sean made a comment that I think rubbed many callers, including Ozzy, the wrong way.
What did you say, Sean?
He said, well, why don't you say what you said? Because I think that inspired Ozzy's call.
You know, I'm starting to trend in the direction. I think I need a day off. I think I said I hate fat people.
No. You talked about how genuine John was and how scripted callers like Ozzy and Kendrick could learn a thing or two from the genuine passion that John has.
Shrapnel.
I said that about them?
Yeah, so Ozzy decided to imitate John and Maspeth to make Sean happy.
I did say that.
That's the kind of callers you like to WFAN.
You know what, Oz?
That was actually pretty damn good.
I agree.
And the context makes it even better.
And shocker, it's Ozzy's best call in 3 months. So maybe, just maybe I was onto something.
Well, great job by Oz. That was a great passion.
Fantastic.
It was John and Maspeth light, but nevertheless, nice attempt.
And you got me to reiterate that I said I hated fat people, which was not what you were going for.
No, fat! Not at all. James in Hoboken. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I got to say, I am a Steelers fan. Mm. I love Mike Tomlin. I would love to hear him on The Fan every day because of his interviews, but I need him to stay in Pittsburgh.
Right.
If the Steelers lose him, James, they're not going to be making the playoffs. James, they're not going to be hitting the Steelers in here.
James, let me ask you a question. How many of your fellow fans feel the same way? Like, what percentage has gotten tired of him getting there but not going anywhere versus appreciating how good he is?
I understand the fans that are frustrated because we're staying in the middle of the draft and we can't get any good draft picks. We're into the middle or towards the end of the draft every year. So I understand people want to get out of that position, either win it or let's lose it and get a better draft pick. But I feel if we're 500, we get into the playoffs, we can make a run. Any team can make a run. You never know what you'll slide into.
Yeah, I think part of the issue has been, last couple of years at least, the quarterback. So Mike Tomlin's going to get you close to the postseason. He's not going to have a sub 500 season. He's going to get you to the postseason. But then when you get to the postseason, you better have a top end quarterback.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't.
Mike Tomlin.
It's almost the excuse for why he hasn't won a playoff game.
Yeah. I don't think that excuse flies with many Steeler fans. Oh, I appreciate
it. It doesn't fly, but that's the truth of the matter.
Oh, no. I agree.
You're not winning with a mediocre quarterback in the postseason. AFC, NFC, it doesn't matter. You're not winning.
I love Mike Tomlin. I don't know how I would feel if I was a Steeler fan. I don't know if a decade of losing in the playoffs would get me to the point of I want the guy gone.
Right.
Our last caller is a Steeler fan who doesn't want to lose him. I understand that. I relate to that because I'm a loser fan who wouldn't want to lose someone who's never finished under 500.
Right.
But in Pittsburgh right now, if you ever tuned in and checked in on Sports Talk Radio in Pittsburgh, most fans want him gone.
Yeah, but think about this, man. It was Russell Wilson last year in the postseason. Last season, it was Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky were your three quarterbacks on that team in 2023. You go back to 2022, same thing. Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky. These aren't like winning in the postseason quarterbacks. It's just right. And then you have to go all the way back to when was Ben's last year? 21 was Ben's last year, but he was old. So it's been a while since he's had a quarterback that's top 10.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And it could be Aaron Rodgers this year, but who the hell knows with Aaron Rodgers?
It's probably not, though.
I agree. It's a crapshoot with Aaron Rodgers.
I still think where things stand right now, they're not going to make the playoffs, which would be the first time since 2022 they've made it in back-to-back years. So I think the discourse in Pittsburgh is very different than your reasoned opinion about, hey, he has not a quarterback.
Right.
Look, he's a winning head coach. To me, he's a Hall of Fame head coach. If he was available... Look, I like Aaron Glenn. I don't want to fire a coach after 1 year. If Mike Tomlin was available, I'd probably come on the radio and say, fire Aaron Glenn and hire Mike Tomlin. That's how I feel about the guy.
No, I hear you.
I think he's a wonderful head coach. But I also understand that in Pittsburgh, they're coming from a far different perspective than when we're at.
Right.
We're just very different right now. Chris in Newtown, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for putting me on. I hope you guys are having a great afternoon.
Thank you, man.
Well, I just want to talk about player conduct real quick. And actually, it actually ties into your McCarthy argument a little bit. You know, we talk about the massage table incident with McCarthy, right? Then we fast forward it. Let's go Jamar Chase this year. He spits on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Carter spits on Dak Prescott. Then suddenly, it's going viral all over the place. High school athletes are spitting on other high school athletes. You know, in New York City, if you spit on somebody, it's a second-degree felony. Then I'm moving up a little quickly to Marshawn Nealon, okay? The guy... It's a horrible thing that happens to him, right? He gets into an incident with the police department, and there's gunfire, and then he kills himself.
Yeah.
All right. And how bad is it now? And then they're wearing T-shirts with his face on it in support of his family, and I get that. I got news for you. I don't want my kids wearing that T-shirt.
Yeah. In fact, I think there are real mental health problems with that kid. I don't know if it was reported or if you've seen it, but I reached out to a buddy of mine, Kyle Yeomans, who does the pre and post for the Cowboys, and his mom committed suicide a year before or so. And so there was a history of trauma, emotional trauma. And so he got in trouble, and then he thought that was his way, only way out. And it's unfortunate. It really is, because you don't want to judge a kid just because of what happened to him.
No, and that's why To Cowboy players, that's a friend, that's a brother who's not there anymore.
Right.
So instead of getting into the intricacies of what happened upon his death, I think they're looking at it, rightfully so, is he's not around anymore. And it's tragic. It's tragic for his family. It's tragic for, I think he has a girlfriend who was expecting something of that nature. Like, the whole thing is just, it's tragic. And I don't think...
There's no way we know the whole story.
We don't. Let's go to Joe in Oceanside. What's up, Joe?
I don't know why Lugie is so bent on McCarthy. He had the best defense and the best offense, and he only got one Super Bowl with Green Bay. I'm going to throw a name out there that you guys are going to laugh and say I'm out of my mind. But I would hire Rex Ryan. He can motivate the defense. He could get the players playing. He won with a lot worse team, you know, than what the Giants have. Giants got a quarterback. They got running backs. They got an offensive line, defensive line. You know, they're right there.
So, Joe, you want to hire Rex Ryan, a guy who's never been to a Super Bowl and stunk in his second stop with the Bills, over a guy who has won a Super Bowl? That's what you're suggesting.
He had the best team, McCarthy, and he couldn't win with him.
He won a Super Bowl. He won 12 games 3 years in a row with the Cowboys. What did Rex Ryan do after he left the Jets? In fact, what did Rex Ryan do with the Jets as far as winning a Super Bowl or even getting to one? Did he?
He came a half away. With Mark Sanchez.
Okay. That is the best argument.
I mean, like, they had a damn good team, though.
They came
the Jets
a half away twice.
Oh, really?
From going to a Super Bowl.
So they were
with
close.
Mark Sanchez. Right. No, obviously he's wrong and you're right. But I don't think you should crap on what Rex accomplished early in his jet
tenure. No, but Rex...
That wouldn't be my attack.
But my argument would be that McCarthy proved in his second stop that he is the goods. Rex didn't. And, oh, by the way, Rex has not been hired since. And there's a reason.
Tommy, I agree with you. I just didn't like way you decided to crap on 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And I think you should apologize.
I think all of them ultimately fall into the retread type of thought process. And... Yeah. It's hard to think about that because you know success is hard in one spot. It's even harder in two. It gets harder and harder and harder every time you try to do it again.
There is something magical about that. And I love Rex. I appreciate what he did. Mm-hmm. And that's why I get defensive when you demean 9 and 10. Because for me, it's the last time I saw my team in the playoffs. And I think he was a wonderful head coach.
Right.
But, and you didn't do this, Teak. I don't think, like, time-wise you even had the chance to do this, because I remember after football, like, you weren't, like, watching every Jet game, for sure.
Oh, no, I was working for the Today Show.
Yeah, you were like, I don't care. But Giant fans had what I like to call...
Oh, in 2011, I was trying to come back.
That's right. That's right. So you weren't a part of this.
No.
But Giant fans had a little thing I like to call Rex Ryan derangement syndrome. Mm. They did not like him. And so the idea that Rex Ryan would come back and coach the Giants is hysterical to me.
Oh, now, yeah. I remember Brandon Jacobs basically wanting to beat him up.
Yes, he wanted to assault him for covering up the batters. So the idea of Sean, Tommy, and others having to rationalize Rex as their head coach for a couple of years. Now, there is risk, because if it worked, it would devastate me. I admit that as a Rex fan. Like, I don't think I'd want to see Rex Ryan win with the Giants.
He hasn't coached in so long, though.
No, I know. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But by God, watching Sean twist himself into a pretzel, well, you know, Rex, blah, 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 like having to explain it to his himself on why it would work, same with Tommy, would actually be euphoric.
But I don't think you would do that.
Yeah, because I would be out on the argument. I'm done giving the Giants the pass and always being positive on everything they do. So,
Sean, by week one, you would be in a pretzel defending Rex.
I don't know about that. He'd also need way less fabric to cover up the Jets Super Bowl banners than he did the Giants. That's a big help.
Wow. Turns this into a shot.
Also, I'm going to help Tommy out. Tommy missed a layup in the Lugash debate series and a layup to that caller. And I'm actually disappointed in him. Tommy, you keep hammering home that Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. What head coach did he beat in the Super Bowl?
Tomlin. Oh, there you go.
Can I get a second to think? I don't have everything written down in my iPad, Evan.
And for extra points, to get to that Super Bowl that he lost to Mike McCarthy, what head coach did Mike Tomlin beat?
Who did he beat in the championship game?
The Chicago Bears.
No, Mike Tomlin.
No, Tomlin. AFC.
Oh, I think it's about Mike McCarthy.
No. McCarthy beat Tomlin.
I got you.
Who did Tomlin beat?
Rex Ryan. I got you. Rex. What does that mean? Who cares?
That's the checkmate of all these people we're throwing at Tommy. That murderer's row, the king of the mountain.
Oh, that McCarthy beat all of them?
McCarthy beat Tomlin. Who beat Rex? He's the last king standing out of these three guys in the only evidence we have of all of them.
By the way, a very dumb, unrelated question. Who did coach the Bears that year in the NFC Championship game with Jay Cutler?
Tressman?
Was that Mark Tressman?
No
way. Was it?
No. In the 2010 Bears? I got to look this up because I genuinely do not remember.
This is a great, great question.
I have the answer.
Oh, is it John Fox?
No. I have the answer. None of us know.
I have no idea.
I didn't know either. That's why.
I can't see him on the sideline.
I know. Lovie Smith.
Oh, Lovie Smith.
How about the answer to that trivia question?
Wow.
Oh, by the way, since you were doing the...
When did he get fired? Like 2 years later? Because he was in Tampa.
He was gone by 2012. Actually, his resume in Chicago was so good. He wins 11 games in 2010, loses the title game, goes 8-8 the following year, and then goes 10-6. And that was it for him.
Yeah, and they fired him after 10-6?
Apparently, yeah. Then he went to Tampa, and it was really bad.
Right, because I know Rondé played for him.
In Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there in 14 and 15.
Yeah.
One last to your whole castle of coaches. So let's start from the beginning, because I think this is even more fun. Mike McCarthy beat Mike Tomlin.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlin beat Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan beat Bill Belichick.
There you go!
That's a good one.
Wow, what a run.
We'll get back to your calls in a second. Plus, Fernando Mendoza is impressing people again with something he set off the field. I'm going to play it for Tiki and see if he's as impressed as everyone else, including Urban Meyer. A couple of things, and we'll get back to your calls. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Fernando Mendoza is a guy who is becoming the apple of our eyes as Jet fans, potentially the number one overall pick or maybe a top three pick or the quarterback the Jets are going to trade up and get. Mm-hmm. And I've watched him play a little bit. We've all been impressed. But what's really gained steam over the last 24 hours is a viral clip of him on the Triple Option podcast just talking ball. And apparently, Urban Meyer, because I was watching the clip,
yep.
Urban Meyer was listening, and you could see the excitement just based on what Mendoza was saying. Now, I'd admit a lot of what he said may be above our pay grade, but it's not above yours.
Okay.
So we're going to play a clip of Fernando Mendoza, and obviously you tell us, yeah, that's no biggie, it's whatever, or wow, this kid really is smart. So here is Fernando Mendoza on the Triple Option podcast talking football.
Yeah, they play it kind of like their two joker structure where it's a little similar, and they have this middle safety who is really reading off the quarterback's eyes and really playing off that speed. And so we had speed of the field there. We had number three, Omar right. Cooper Jr., who made a fantastic catch.
Yeah.
And so when I caught the ball, I looked over there and I saw his hips turn, his hips and eyes turn. So at that point, all I knew, I needed to just beat that boundary curl defender and beat that boundary safety. And once I saw that safety go over the top to the outside receiver defending the whole shot, I just knew that I needed to put some arc and layer on it over that hook defender after that kind of like the hook curl defender in order to make that completion. Cause I knew the other guy, the joker had his hips to the speed.
I got
Fernando,
do you see
coach's
Rob,
face right now? Hold on.
Rob,
look at your face,
like
coach.
This is the best I've ever heard.
This is what I'm saying. Fernando, look at his smile. This is as intense and happy as he's been in years.
So Urban was very excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, he should be, because that's the type of processing that it takes to be a good quarterback at any level. This is in high school, college, and particularly in the NFL. And so what he's talking about, so everybody knows Tampa 2, right? We remember what Tampa 2 is. It's when the linebacker runs to the middle of the field and like basically makes it a cover 3. So there's two safeties and there's a linebacker right down the middle of the field. That's what he's talking about when he's talking about a joker. Right, it's someone who's sitting in there to disrupt any in breaker that you have, whether that's a dig route or whether that's a skinny post or whatever it may be. And so for him to see and process that and then translate it into the kind of throw he needs to make is high level processing. Right, it's what you don't see, to be perfectly honest, from Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Like Justin Fields will just, I can fit it in there.
Right,
I don't. The linebacker is sinking, or the joker, or the robber, or whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to call it, is sinking. I can fire it in there, right? Remember in game one against the Steelers, I talked about there was some turnover worthy throws.
Yes,
right. He got away with them because the defender didn't make the play. But what should have happened is he should have thrown a different type of ball. But and so when you talk about like arm talent, it's become this stupid cliche that everybody uses. Oh, he's got great arm talent. It's like, yeah, he's got a big arm. That's not what arm talent is. What arm talent is being able to throw the correct kind of ball given the defense that's presented to you. And so you have to process what defense it is, and then you have to calculate it from your mind and to the release of the ball, what kind of throw I need to make. And Fernando Mendoza has the arm talent to make all those throws,
right.
Whether he needs to zip it in there or he needs to put a little bit of height on it, but just enough that it's coming back down so the receiver can catch it in whatever designated spot. Like it's high level process. It's
so
like,
it was impressive.
It's impressive. It's just cool to hear it. You know who also talked like that?
Who?
C.J. Stroud.
Oh.
When because in his rookie season, we did a couple of their games with CBS, and sitting in those meetings with him, it's like, man, you like really understand it. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna hit the they scheduled to play and I hit the open guy. Like to be able to explain it proves true understanding. It's like your kid doing a math problem.
Right.
It's like, how'd you get the answer? I don't know. I just got it. All right, if you can't explain it, then you don't really got it. So, like, I always try to tell my kids, like, when they're struggling with something and we get to the answer, now tell me how you got to the answer.
Right, right.
Because otherwise you don't really understand it. You're just getting the answer. And so Fernando Mendoza has the answers and he knows how to get there.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
You should.
So you're
he's a
stock,
good quarterback.
You're stuck on him.
He's like a genius.
No, I know, and that's exciting. Like knowing what you're doing feels like 80% of the battle.
It is 80% of the battle. Because that's preparation. Most of success is preparation.
And he sounds like a kid who knows what he's doing. Now, your critique a few weeks ago, Sean, is that he sounds like a baby. He sounds like a child.
He's sounding more and more like a man every time I hear him.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I think he sounded like a kid at that emotional, like, after the game.
Right.
So I will tell you that right now, as a Jet fan, he is number one on my list. And we do this every week. Like, where do you stand right now on which quarterback you want? He's number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
That comes as no surprise. So I just want to ask you a very brief question. Do not get offended by it. Just a very simple question. After hearing that answer and knowing the Giants may not win another game,
yeah,
would you have any interest in drafting Mendoza and trading Jackson Dart?
No.
Okay.
Because Jackson Dart does the same thing.
Okay. How about you, Sean?
Nope. I've already seen it at the NFL level.
Okay. How about you, Tommy?
Nope.
What if Mike McCarthy tells you he prefers Fernando Mendoza?
Nope.
Okay. How would he know?
How would who know?
Mike McCarthy.
I know. I'm just giving him a hypothetical.
He's not watching this kid.
What? He better be. If he wants to coach in the NFL again, he should be watching everything.
Mm.
Seriously. Mm. It would disappoint me if he's not.
I don't know, man.
Then he doesn't want it.
He might not.
I mean, dude, I'm not coaching in the NFL. I'm just a Jet fan. I'm watching this guy play.
I mean, I know everybody wants Mike McCarthy, but if it's not an ideal situation, why would Mike McCarthy want it?
Oh, I guess that's fair. That he wouldn't take a job necessarily that's in position to draft Mendoza, unless it's the Giants job and they trade Jackson Dart.
What? You're very interested in trying to get us Giants people on the show to answer, would we trade Jackson Dart? So I'll flip it on you, big guy, as a Jet fan. How much is too much for the Jets to trade up for Fernando Mendoza?
It's nothing. That's an easy answer. Nothing. If you believe in the guy, and I am starting to get to that territory.
So Giants ask you for four first rounders. You're like, we're doing it.
Excuse me?
Giants are sitting at one. Jets on the phone and the Browns on the phone. Browns are offering three first rounders. And we say, no, Jets, you won. Well, we need four first rounders.
Not going to get four because the Jets are high.
Okay. But
the Jets aren't coming from 30.
You're asking a question that I want to equate to something Mike asked me early on my years here. Mike Francesa, we were talking off air of baseball. And the Mets were interested in Johan Santana. It was right before they traded for him. And he said to me, hey, kid, would you trade Jose Reyes for Johan Santana? And I said, I don't have to. And he said, that's not my question. And I said, Mike, the Mets don't have to trade Jose Reyes for Johan Santana. But would you do it, kid? And I'm like, I mean, I don't have to, so why am I answering that question? Like, clearly that's not what I'm going to have to give up. And obviously I was right. We remember what they gave up, or some of us do. Right. Phillip Umber, Carlos Gomez.
It looked like it.
What? What was that clip?
I don't know.
Play it one more time.
He misplayed it.
Was it a misplay?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I want to hear it one more time.
No, so it was my Twitter account that has a video of you claiming that Josh Hart should be arrested for taking someone's M&M.
Okay, fair enough. It wasn't a drop. So my answer to you, Sean, would be I don't have to do that. But if I believe in the quarterback and I believe in Fernando Mendoza, and I am certainly, as just a novice college football fan, clearly, moving in that direction, but Tiki's words matter. Like reading what experts say matter when it comes to college quarterbacks, because what do I know? I would go into the territory of if you believe in the guy, there is no price that's too much, but let's talk within reason. It's not literally going to cost you what you asked for.
Listen, it may not. I only say this. There are four teams in this draft with multiple first-round picks in this draft alone. You were also talking about a guy with the measurables that is seemingly bigger, and you're hearing everything with this. And you might throw in a team who has multiple first-round picks like the Cleveland Browns, who are that desperate after years and years and years. I think it could get to three first-rounders, two of them being in the same draft.
Oh, only because of the bidding by the team.
That's what I mean.
No, I can see that.
Then the answer is yes. It's always worth it. If you believe you have the quarterback, then I'm not going to let first-round picks get in my way.
I do think this could be a unique year and a unique player. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
He's starting to look that way.
Yes.
And I'm keep waiting for Indiana to falter, and it is not going to happen.
So the question is, I'll go as far as it takes. When will one of the three of you break and say, screw it, I'll draft him and trade Jackson Dart?
If he beats Julian Sayin in Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
Then you'll say trade Dart, draft Mendoza?
Then I'll think about it.
I'll think about it if Jackson Dart leaves with a concussion this week.
By the way, it's a fair point to make.
No, I'm sure, but that's what it would take, though, because then you start going, oh, wow, this could be a problem.
Yeah.
So I have my Tuesdays with Tiki on SNY, and they asked that question about Jackson Dart, and it's like, oh, he's been evaluated four times for concussions. And I said, yes, but he's only been in concussion protocol once. And so he's been evaluated four times.
Right, right.
But he's actually only been in concussion protocol one time.
That is true.
And so... let's take it for what it is.
Some guys
get the crap beat out of them, and they don't get concussed. Other guys just fall softly to the ground, and they have a concussion.
It's like
C.J. Stroud. Like we were talking about this before the show. C.J. Stroud is missing tonight's game for the Houston Texans. He's been in concussion protocol for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's just people are different.
I also think, and we'll get more into this tomorrow on a Football Friday, I think Jackson Dart A is going to make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to call
with
his body. Yeah. And I think they're going to call less designed runs. That would be the two-part prediction on Jackson Dart. Let's get back to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Andrew in Lodi. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on? I can't stand when people try and put the league at fault for the NBA injuries. If they want to play this fast game, they got to adjust. They got to play less. Right, when pitchers started throwing harder with more RPMs, they didn't take away innings. NHL guys are going faster than ever, and they didn't make the game two halves instead of three periods. And that's I think it's on. I think it's on the coaches, and
Andrew,
I think it's on the players
fair.
To take better care of themselves.
It's fair. It's fair. Right?
It is.
If you as a coach are going to, we're playing fast. We're running up and down the court. We're taking threes and hustling back. If you're going to play that way, you got to realize the effect that it's having on your player and then go deeper into your bench or implore your base basketball operations people to get better players deeper on your team.
That's what coaches are doing with maintenance days, and yet half the public cries and whines about it. Mm. That's the reaction to it.
Yeah.
The other difference between comparing it to baseball pitchers, and what he's referring to is Eric Spoelstra, Steve Kerr, and Josh Hart all talked about, hey, pace of play, there are more injuries, the schedule being as close together as it is, maybe we should shorten the season. Oh, wait, they'll never do it. We'll lose revenue. So that's where that discussion comes from. We talked about earlier, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. But the difference between NBA players and pitchers is that pitchers make up half of rosters.
Yeah.
It's half of the game. Basketball players make up the entire game. So you're never going to change rules for half the game. But when we're talking about everybody, we're talking about Victor Wembanyama. We're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're talking about all the superstars being affected by that. Then, yes, you at least consider differences. Let's go to Peter in New Jersey. Hey, Peter.
What's going on, guys? I love you. You make driving home an hour and a half in traffic something too.
We appreciate it.
Real quick, five possible coaches for the Giants. I don't think the top two are going to actually be available. LaFleur would be a hands down. I'd want him here. No heartbeat. Tomlin, but I don't think the Steelers are going to get rid of him. Plus, I think they had their quarterback with Will Howard in the future. Three, I love Marcus Freeman. I'm not big on bringing college coaches in, but I think Marcus Freeman would be amazing with Jackson Dart. Hmm. Four would be McCarthy. And five, for the hell of it, Mike Francesa.
I like your list. That's a good
Nobody
list.
Nobody knows. Everybody has a wish list. Stink. Nobody has any idea of what the Giants are going to do at head coach.
Marcus Freeman's interesting. Because
I'll
tell you why. Because it feels like when you coach Notre Dame, you're coaching an NFL team. And so when it comes to the pressure, when it comes to the heat, when it comes to the attention, when it comes to everything around actually coaching, it's like coaching in the NFL.
Yeah. No, it is, and because it's a standalone, and it's a different type of recruiting and program. The expectation is always, dude, you better make the college football playoff. Otherwise, it's abject failure and your job's in jeopardy.
Yes.
It's kind of what it feels like to be an NFL coach, to be perfectly honest with you. But I don't know. I worry about the college coach. I really do. It's just, there hasn't been many successes.
In general, I agree with you. In general, it does scare me. And he is truly a college coach. Like, he doesn't have any NFL experience.
No.
There's no, I mean, other than playing briefly in the NFL, but in terms of being a position coach or anything.
It's changing a little bit because of NIL and some of the financial incentives for college athletes and college football players in particular. But it's different coaching grown men than it is 18 to 22-year-old kids.
It is different. It's probably more similar today than it was 10 years ago because of NIL, but it is very different, no doubt. Joe and Brick. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, love the show. Evan, Tiki, Sean, Loogie, you guys do a great job. I just wanted to comment, before a Giant fan said something like crazy, and I don't know if you guys addressed it because I started calling right away, but he said something along the lines of the 2009-2000 Jets were worse than what the Giants are now with like Rex Ryan. Did I hear that correctly? Because I can't let that fly. That was probably the worst thing I've ever heard.
I didn't take that. Here's what I took from that call, Joe.
Yeah.
The caller was saying that Mike McCarthy coached a team. Hold on, I'm trying to figure it out. So basically, right, the caller was saying Rex Ryan would be a good candidate.
Yeah.
That was the lines
of it. Rex Ryan has not coached in a really long time. Thank you, SNY, for joining us. As always, Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
But I don't think over the course of that he said that the Jet team that he coached was worse than this current Giant team. He did put Rex over for taking a team quarterbacked by Mark Sanchez to back-to-back title games, which is fair.
Right.
But in the course of that conversation, I think if Sean, you would have picked up on that, right, Sean?
I definitely would have, because even I would have said that's absurd.
Yeah, I think it was more complimenting Rex for what he accomplished. You know what it was? It was a comp between Rex and Mike McCarthy and how Rex did more with less than Mike did with more.
Because we've been saying the same about Tomlin with quarterbacks, too. So I think he leaned on that.
Here's the thing about Rex Ryan, okay, because I want to separate these two things. I'm very grateful what he did as Jet head coach. And I do take issue with anyone besmirching 2009 and 2010. And I'm very sensitive about it because I think it's ridiculous. But I can't deny what happened in 2011 and 2012 and 2013 and 2014. That existed, and it was bad. And a lot of that is on Rex. Some of it isn't. They took away his GM. Here comes John Idzik. But it was bad. And then what happened in Buffalo was bad.
Right.
So I can do two things at the same time. I can appreciate the incredible job he did in his first 2 years here while acknowledging the rest of his tenure was awful, which is why when people talked about bringing him back to the Jets or even that caller mentioning the Giants, it's like, let's not ignore that his last 6 years of coaching was hot garbage.
Right.
And that doesn't mean I don't appreciate what he did in 10 and 11. And that was my only issue I had with you, Tommy. You can kill Rex without ever trying to besmirch two incredible accomplishments, which was getting to back-to-back title games. That doesn't need to be touched because the last 6 years of his coaching career was a dumpster fire.
No, I'm just saying that you want a guy that only got to the championship game, and he should be applauded for that. But my point is McCarthy has gone further than that and won a Super Bowl. So I don't understand the argument for wanting Rex Ryan over Mike McCarthy. So it wasn't a besmirch. It was just more like, the guy never got to the pinnacle.
I accept your apology.
It's not an apology. Well, it's just clarifying what I said.
I took it that way, and I accept it. I accept the apology.
I almost want to talk a little bit more that's going to insult you more, but the Rex Ryan years look better now based on what the Jets have been since he's gone. You know what I mean?
Of course. Like,
so it's even more glorified than it was even at the time because it's been really bad since.
1,000%. And there's so many examples of that in sports where a time – I'll give you – you want me to give you a recent example?
Go ahead.
The way Ranger fans talk about Lundqvist. Oh, they crapped on him his entire time here. And now – you know, oh, Henrik the King. Oh,
what are you talking about? Who crapped on him?
Are you serious? I did sports talk radio here, Sean.
Who was doing that? I'd like to meet these Rangers.
Half of Beningo did at times. Ranger fans did at times.
I think that's a very.
I was the defender of Henrik Lundqvist on WFN. I think Boomer too, obviously.
We were obsessed with him while he was here.
Okay, Sean.
Don't okay me. I know. I lived it.
Okay, I did a talk show here, like Ranger fans ripping Henrik Lundqvist. They just like Knick fans did Patrick Ewing. Now, I wasn't working here at the time. I was listening, but Knick fans hated Ewing. And then what happened with both guys? The failures of the next era made you appreciate them more. 1,000%. Like, I'm not inventing this.
I mean, again, the Rangers rolled out another Hall of Fame goalie right in a row. We're still playing.
The failures of the team.
The team's success hasn't been nearly the same as the Lundqvist era. Not even close.
But they went through two conference finals since Lundqvist left. Lundqvist only made one cup.
They were in the second round every year playing seventh games. You can't compare the accomplishments of what the Lundqvist era was to the post-Lundqvist era.
Okay. I just think you are over-inflating how many Ranger fans were down on Lundqvist in the era. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know how to prove it other than you're just wrong. I worked here and did a radio show here every day.
Joe is always brimming with positivity.
I'm over here wondering why you guys are talking hockey.
I know. It's 5:58. We've got a big game tonight. Avalanche.
I was using an example to prove my point.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.